scientists want to know more about all the plastic trash in the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. That plastic includes the junk people leave at the beach, microbeads from consumer products, and pellets from plastic manufacturing. Researchers at the University of Waterloo in Ontario say it's a growing problem, and they say we don't know enough about that plastic garbage. Philippe Van Capellen is a professor of Earth and Environmental Sciences at the University of Waterloo. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
You and your colleagues reviewed studies of plastic garbage in the lakes, and you also examined data from beach cleanups. And you found that Lake Erie has the highest concentration of plastic debris. Why is that?
That is probably due to the fact that the population density in the basin of Lake Erie is higher, and also there's more industry in the basin of Lake Erie compared to, say, some of the other lakes, particularly if we compare it to Lake Superior.
What are you seeing in the rest of the lakes?
So Lake Huron, which has been studied quite, I would say, relatively speaking, more extensively, seems to show areas where the concentrations are fairly high. Those would be more on the southeastern end of Lake Huron. The northwestern part seems to be much cleaner, and the cleanest lake is, not surprisingly, Lake Superior.
What do we know about the impact of all this plastic in the lakes?
Well, for the lakes specifically, not so much. What we do know in general is that the larger plastic debris can have an impact on wildlife, so the wildlife can get entangled by a large piece of plastic. We're particularly concerned about the smaller ones, so what we call the microplastics, because those are easily ingested by wildlife, say fishes or marine mammals, and also by shellfish. And the smaller particles, which have, relative to their mass, a higher surface area, can also be the ones that tend to absorb certain pollutants that are present in the environment.
Where are the gaps in our knowledge about the plastic in the Great Lakes?
Well, the major gap is we need to better understand the distribution of the plastics, where they are, and what happens to them once they enter the lake. We also don't know how much of it actually ultimately accumulates in the bottom sediments of the lakes. And then, of course, there's also the extent of bioaccumulation of plastics in the food chain, and also the potential transfer of pollutants with these plastics into the food chain.
We don't know a whole lot about that yet, it sounds like.
No. So what we do know is, from other studies globally, is that we do tend to find microplastics in very, very many different marine wildlife, all the way from fishes to marine mammals to shellfish. So we know that these plastics are making their way into the biota. Particularly, we know that they actually do end up sometimes in the muscle tissue of fish and shellfish, and that is the part that we actually as humans eat. So there's certainly some potential risk involved for human health through the transfer via the food chain. But we don't know very much about it. So it's still kind of an open area in terms of research and science.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Rebecca.
Philippe Van Capellen is a professor of Earth and Environmental Sciences at the University of Waterloo in Ontario. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.